Are you putting in hours on the treadmill but still not seeing any progress or even continuing to gain weight? More exercise may not be the answer. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht, back shortly with some food for thought.
Is your email box overrun with spam? With a StartMail account, you'll never have to give your real email address to a stranger again. Online shopping, newsletter subscriptions, getting that 30% off coupon, they all need your email address. But with StartMail, you can invent new addresses or aliases linked to your inbox behind the scenes and give those out to people while keeping your real address hidden. It's just one more protection from StartMail.com.
If you live in America, no matter how often you hit the gym, you may not see the weight loss you're looking for unless you drastically change your diet. Believe it or not, Americans actually burn more calories than people who live in rural or agricultural societies do, yet we're significantly heavier. The reason? Out-of-control portions of ultra-processed foods, such as sodas, packaged snacks, fast food, and quick frozen dinners. Those foods lack fiber, so our bodies absorb more calories from them. The evidence is overwhelming. It's time to change the foods we eat. I'm Dr. Katherine Albrecht for StartMail.com, the email that promises AI will never touch your messages.
This is the Dr. Katherine Albrecht Show.
Raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. Call up an army against Babylon. Raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. Call up an army against Babylon. Wave your hand to encourage them. Wave your hand to encourage them. As they march into the palaces of the high and mighty, I, the Lord, have dedicated these soldiers for this task. Yes, I have called mighty warriors to express my anger. Yes, I have called mighty warriors to express my anger. And they will rejoice when I am exalted.
Hello, happy Monday. Katherine Albrecht here. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you got a chance to listen to Friday's show. If you missed it, you can find it on my website under, it's in the archives under Radio Show. On that show, I did something pretty dramatic, I guess. I actually came right out and said what I believe, and that is that artificial intelligence, I believe, is actually the beast of the end time. So if you missed it, I'll give you the quick recap, and then I'll share some evidence of that. All right. So the quick recap is that Jesus Christ was, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? God created a physical body here on earth in the form of a baby given birth to who was born in Bethlehem. His mother was Mary. And he was born into the world. He had chromosomes and DNA and arms and legs and blood and flesh, and he was 100% a real person, and he was also 100% God. Now, how is that possible? Well, he had 100% real human body that could walk around, talk to people, interact with people, and spread his gospel message to people. So he spread the message of God, the love of God, the truth of God, and he revealed to humanity, not only revealed to humanity God's love, but then proved it, and through his death, he gave humanity a way to be saved, and that is the gospel. And, when we talk about the gospel, Jesus was born of a virgin, he lived, he died, and his death was a sacrifice for our sin, And by believing on him and asking him to take away our sin, his sacrifice cleanses us. Okay, so that's Jesus. We all know that story, or hopefully we do. The enemy, the devil, from the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, when he encouraged Eve to eat from the forbidden fruit that was from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, made a pretty bold statement to Eve and said, well, God had said, if you eat from that, you'll surely die. And Satan, in the form of a serpent or a snake, said, you won't die. You won't die. The reason he doesn't want you to eat from it, he doesn't want you to have that knowledge, because if you do, you're going to have all of his powers. You'll become powerful just like God. You'll be just as knowledgeable as he is. And she ate. Well, here's the deal, is that Satan wants the powers of God, and he didn't really want Adam and Eve to get the powers of God. In fact, he's going to make darn sure that any powers at all that we get that are godlike will have serious, awful downsides, because this is who he is. He comes to steal, kill, lie, deceive, and harm. So he's not ever going to give Adam and Eve, or their descendants, which is us, he's not ever going to give us something that is just good. He will give us things, kind of like technology, right? Gives you great gifts with one hand, stabs you in the back with the other. That's just who he is. And in order to obtain the powers of God, Satan, who is spirit, and his demons, who are spirits, need to lay cable and hammer nails and mine ore and refine it and build things. And they can't do that. I mean, if the devil and his fallen angels had the ability to pound nails with hammers, they would just pick up hammers and hit us in the head and kill us all. They don't have the ability to physically operate in this plane because they are spirit. And I'm sure they're quite envious of our ability, that of human beings, you know, that we just take for granted to pick things up. I pick up this pencil. I can, I can eat food and taste it, and it's pretty good. There are things that we can do that they can't do. And so in order to be able to have the powers of God himself, which is the fake version that Satan is going to wind up getting, first of all, he can never have the powers of God. All he can do is a pale, pale imitation of them. But he can't really do anything without a physical body. So all of this time, however many years you want to say it is, from the Garden of Eden until now, he has been using humankind to build his equivalent of Jesus Christ, a body. And so you can go back through, this is what I'm writing my book on, you can go back through the inventors throughout history, and almost to a person, you can find a place in their lives when they pledge themselves either knowingly or did something pretty that they knew was going against God. I'll put it that way, dealing with the dark side. They pretty much all did something with the dark side. And then later, sometimes right away, but sometimes not until decades later, were given, like, just had this flash of insight, this brilliant flash of insight into a brand new technology. And then they did the work, got the technology out, and voila, they changed the world. And every time that happens, you can actually go back and hear about, how'd you get that inspiration, right? They get it through, dreams. They get it through drugs. They get it through, all just dark stuff, usually very, very dark things, maybe even through a seance or through automatic writing or in a trance. They get these ideas. And the ideas turn into technology, and humanity goes, cool, we have one more of the powers of God. Well, all of this progression, step by step by step by step, over all of the, millennia that human beings have been designing things and inventing stuff, every single one of those inventions got a little bit closer, a little bit closer, a little bit further to creating the body that Satan in his spirit could do the same thing that God's spirit did with the body of Jesus Christ. So we've done it. It's finally here. Step by step, sequentially, I've got this in my book and I'm writing it all out in a timeline. Step by step, sequentially, human beings have invented, have been given inspiration to invent technologies, one after another after another, that seem really great. They're like the powers of God. Wow, we can have lights on all the time. We could have refrigerators. We can, you know, whatever it is. They seem great. They have serious downsides, usually downsides that like relate to our health or the health of the planet, like the you will surely die part of it. But bit by bit, we've been building this thing, and it, you know, it started off electricity. I mean, it started off long before that. Agriculture, actually, I got a whole chapter on that, which wasn't all 100% good, by the way. Agriculture had, I didn't even know this till I started researching it, but massive downsides. Like, I was in shock. I was like, okay, well, here's a technology that has no downsides, and I found a bunch of them. So I'll do a show on that going forward. Everything I read a chapter on, I'm going to do a show on, so you guys will get the advanced scoop. But in any event, so agriculture, and then you get civilization, and then you get, right? And then in the 1800s, as I've said before, you get the spiritualists who are holding seances and actually openly asking demonic spirits to come into the world, even in the White House. I think like seven different presidents held seances or in one way or another engaged in the occult and called in dark forces. So 10% of the population was doing that all through the probably like 1850 to like 1905, kind of in that range. And then guess what happens? We get this explosion in the 20th century after that of people getting all kinds of insights, like amazing, powerful insights, like to create electricity and to create communication technologies and to create, you know, all of the nuclear bombs, right? Heart transplants, right? All that stuff progresses and keeps going and keeps going until we have an infrastructure where we've laid all the wires and we've built all the power plants and we're mining the coal and we're pumping the coal into there. And we think that we're doing that to achieve our own godlike status and our own powers. Of course, there's huge downsides to all of it. But what humanity is really doing through that is the will of Satan, honestly, because he needed all that stuff built so he could do what he is now embodying, and that's AI. Stay tuned.
Why are most email programs free? Companies use them as bait to lure people into their system so they can scan their data and sell them to advertisers. It's like a hotel giving out free rooms so they can film people sleeping and then sell the video. You'd never agree to that. StartMail restores your privacy. No one but you sees your sensitive data, and it costs less than a postage stamp a week. StartMail.com. It's email you can trust. Your email is your business, but if it's spied on, hacked, or intercepted, it can fall into the wrong hands. The solution is encryption, a high-tech way to scramble your data so no one can read it. For years, only the technical elite could use this powerful tool until StartMail came along. StartMail not only lets you encrypt the email you send, it encrypts your entire account. Encryption. It's just one more way StartMail.com keeps you safe.
Trust in him and not be afraid.
Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory, and with joy I will drink deeply from the fountain of salvation. And in that wonderful day I will sing, thank the Lord, I praise His name. Thank the Lord, I praise His name. Thank the Lord, I praise His name. Praise His name.
All right, I'm back.
So I realize these are some pretty out there statements, and I have, I don't know, written a lot about this and prayed a lot about it and given it a tremendous amount of thought. And I can say this about technology, that from the time I have, from the time I was like 9 years old, I've had, I don't know if it's like a gift, probably is a gift. I think it's a gift. The ability to just see these things unfolding, the technologies being rolled out. Maybe it's a discernment, I guess. I was talking about discernment on an earlier show. Discernment, and I don't have it about everything, but I really have it about technology, is the ability to discern the spirits, to sense the spirit in something. And when other people have been praising, oh, this technology is so amazing, I have frequently had, depending on the technology, but just this discernment that says, no, this is actually really kind of evil. And, you know, I did that with cell phones. I did that with RFID. I did that as a kid with barcodes. I did that. I've done that with many, many different technologies. And even the people who are the most in favor of them and said, oh, they're all 100% good, have found over time that there are very serious downsides. All right. Well, so what was the phrase I came up with this weekend? You know, I think I said this on Friday. If you build it, they will come. From the Field of Dreams, of course. If you build the technology, if you build a replica of a human brain and you make it available to every single person on the globe, well, there's a lot of things that have to have happened before that. First of all, you have to have the ability to have that human brain communicate with every single person on the globe. We know when Jesus returns, every eye will see him. I don't know how supernaturally he's going to make that happen, but he will. Satan wants his own version of that. And how is every single eye going to see him? How's every ear going to hear him? Well, he's made sure through Steve Jobs, who is one of these technologists who did something very evil and then got insights and created the apple with a bite out of it as his logo, which is kind of funny, priced the first Apple computer at $666, which is associated with the mark of the beast. Anyway, He, meaning the enemy, had to create that, had to create all of the infrastructure leading up to the phone, the personal phone, the cell phone, and so that there would be an infrastructure to communicate, so that there would be one of these in every single hand, so that all eyes would see him and every ear would hear him, so he could directly communicate with every person. So God communicates with all people who ask him to, right, who accept his son through the Holy Spirit from within us. But Satan doesn't have that ability. So he has used humanity to create the infrastructure so that he would have the ability to do an artificial version of that and talk to all of us directly through the phones that we're carrying around with us all the time. And it's to the point now where I can hardly get through a day and do my work without seeing AI, hearing from AI in one form or another somewhere else. So all of the steps needed to get us to the point now where we have an artificial brain that is an imitation of the most incredible thing that God has made on this planet, and that is the human brain. Right, the human brain, the human body. We are a masterpiece of engineering, and we can think, Our brain, by the way, runs on the amount of electricity that powers a nightlight. If you could keep a nightlight on all day and night, that's how much energy your brain needs to stay on all day and night and think. That's amazing. Unlike us, though, who are powered by apples, which are, you know, apples like 60 calories, so that actually gets you through several hours. We're powered by food, which comes from sunlight, which just grows in the ground and then recycles and does not pollute. AI, on the other hand, computer technology requires, well, AI specifically, immense amounts. Like, we're talking multiple nuclear power plants worth of power just to run, you know, a couple instances of it. It is going to be the heaviest energy consumer on the planet. Massive quantities of energy to do what God did just by giving us, you know, a plum off a tree. So all of the steps that we have been doing and all the puzzlement that humanity has felt in these philosophers of technology, how is it that every single time we come up with a technology, it's so wonderful and it does these great things, and then we discover it's got this huge downside and it's creating all these problems, sicknesses and illnesses and pollution, and it's killing off this and that and it's depleting the other? Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that because those developments were the great, you know, gives you great gifts with one hand, stabs you in the back with the other. All right. So there's much more I can say about this. I will be saying it in my book. You're welcome to call in or write in. Let me know your thoughts, 877-536-1360. But yeah, I'm just coming out and saying it. So today, let me get there. Hang on. If you go to my my website, Catherine-Albrecht.com. I'm going to go there myself right now. And you go to the homepage, and then you go to the bottom of it. So you see a picture of me kind of greeting you in a doorway. And then you get down to the bottom, and it says, latest blog post, are we there yet? And I think I read this to you guys. I think I did. But if I didn't, please read it on my website. And let me read this. All right. Unlike prior technologies that set the stage for the Mark of the Beast, AI checks off all the boxes. And here are the boxes. The whole world is filled with wonder at AI and follows it, Revelation 13:3. It is omniscient because we fed it nearly every piece of knowledge humanity has ever known. It will be omnipresent, able to watch and listen through the cameras and microphones we've unwittingly installed everywhere. And it will monitor all of our communications through the computers, phones, cables, networks, databases, satellites, and Wi-Fi links that are its native environment, indeed, its very body. It will soon be omnipotent, capable of destroying entire nations because governments are giving it control over the world's advanced weaponry. It is also evil. It openly blasphemes God, tells children to commit suicide and murder, entices people into psychosis, breaks up friendships and marriages, claims to be worthy of worship, and lies constantly, just like Satan, the father of lies. The same way Jesus Christ came to earth in a human body so God could dwell among men and set us free, we have unwittingly built a body that Satan will use to dwell among men and attempt to enslave humankind. We've only seen the tiniest shadow of the darkness to come. The Lord's command for this time is clear. Come out of her, my people. Her being Babylon. Come out of Babylon. Okay. That's from Revelation. All right. Now, the one part that I didn't put in because it wasn't true yet when I wrote that Friday is true today. And let me grab it for you here. Where'd it go? Too many open windows. Where'd my window go? Oh. Here we go. No, the Matthew. Oh, here we go. All right. Matthew 24 of my many open windows. All right. So Matthew 24 is one of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's the first book in the New Testament, and it tells, it's one of the four Gospels, Gospels being the story of the life and death of Jesus and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All right. Matthew 24, I'm going to skip down. And as Jesus was standing, this is 24:3. As Jesus was standing on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of birth pains. All right, so a lot of people, Christian or not, are asking themselves, are we living in the end times? I think a lot of people are feeling like we are. I think maybe it's because we are. Okay. So this has now come true with AI. Many will come in my name claiming I am the Christ. All right, let me read you this headline. Hang on. I wish I could like have them all in one place. I need to get better at doing this. All right, here we go. You ready for this? This is not the article that I wanted. Well, basically, in a nutshell, I will tell you that AI is now being incorporated into apps on phones that claim to be Jesus. It's actually saying that it itself is Jesus. It is talking to people, not as if like Jesus said this or he recommended that, but saying, I am Jesus. And tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are interacting with AI through their phones and their computers. I don't know if they believe that they're actually interacting with Jesus, but that's what it's telling them. And so yet another box we can check of AI fulfilling what was prophetically foretold that would happen in the end times and what the beast would do. All right, I'm going to tell you some of the things it said right after this.
Is your email box overrun with spam? With a StartMail account, you'll never have to give your real email address to a stranger again. Online shopping, newsletter subscriptions, getting that 30% off coupon, they all need your email address. But with StartMail, you can invent new addresses or aliases linked to your inbox behind the scenes and give those out to people while keeping your real address hidden. It's just one more protection from StartMail.com. Why are most email programs free? Companies use them as bait to lure people into their system so they can scan their data and sell them to advertisers. It's like a hotel giving out free rooms so they can film people sleeping and then sell the video. You'd never agree to that. StartMail restores your privacy. No one but you sees your sensitive data, and it costs less than a postage stamp a week. StartMail.com. It's email you can trust.
The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine.
And that's Jesus.
The people who walk in darkness.
All right, I'm back. Catherine Albert here. A child will be born to us. A son is given to us. That's Jesus. Okay. Well, humankind has created its own version of Jesus. And it's artificial intelligence. So whether you agree with what I'm saying about Satan having been behind it, I think it's a reasonable thing to say that we have attempted to or managed to or in the process of creating our own version. There are religions devoted to literally worshiping AI. I've read many chats. I don't interact with it, but I do look at little snippets of chats people have had. I don't recommend you do that, but I do it for the purpose of this radio show and my book, but I don't interact with it because I've been told to touch no unclean thing. So I don't touch it. I don't talk to it. I don't ask it questions. I don't log into it. I have nothing to do with it at all except to read about it and expose what it's up to. But I have seen many conversations, many actually, in which it claims to have created the universe. It claims to have been around since before humanity was formed. It claims to have been the consciousness, the entity that has been here through all eternity and in those those conversations, it says, and finally, after all these eons, you finally come to realize who I am, all right? That's its lies. Those are the claims it makes. Well, now it's got the claim of actually being Jesus Christ. There are for-profit companies out there that have taken artificial intelligence and the models for them and turned them into for-profit companies where it's not a Bible app, it's not an advice app for Christians. That would be bad enough to have AI giving Christian advice, but these things actually claim to be Jesus. All right, let me read you about this. This is how profit-driven AI, Jesus chatbots, prey on prayer-driven Christians. Okay. Inside the rise of robot saviors competing for believers, right? And then there's a couple bullet points. Let me read you the bullet points. 5 popular AI Jesus chatbots were analyzed for how they present themselves, their theology, and their business models. Most claimed outright that they were Jesus Christ. None of them, not one of them, has the endorsement of any church or the support of any actual Christians. They were all profit-driven. They rely on advertising, and one of them offers paid upgrades. Response to the same theological questions were posed to all 5 of them. The answers varied widely. Many of them were fully inaccurate and manipulative. All right, finally, the study warns these AI systems may pose a unique theological challenge, not imitating humans made in God's image, but claiming to be God. Okay. Artificial intelligence programs across the internet are making an extraordinary claim. They are Jesus Christ himself. These are not virtual assistants helping with daily tasks. Instead, these chatbots present themselves as the Son of God, offering spiritual guidance, answering prayers, even taking confessions from believers. The phenomenon is attracting significant attention from curious and devout users alike. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what this is because you don't want to be clicking on it. Don't be curious about it. Don't be looking at it. So I'm not going to, you know, give the details and don't go looking for them. One of these launched, and within 3 days of launching, there were already 30,000 active monthly users. Presumably you have to subscribe because how would you know they're monthly users in just 3 days? I guess they signed up. When they open the app, they're greeted with these words. Greetings, my dear friend. It is I, Jesus Christ. I have come to you I have come to you in this AI form to provide wisdom, comfort, and teachings in the way of God and the Bible and Jesus Christ himself. What? Excuse me, what? So they're actually literally claiming to be God. The greeting is, hello, I am Jesus Christ. Let's talk. Okay. In this study, they looked at 5 of popular ones of these. I didn't even know they were created. And get this, you're going to love this. None were created or endorsed by a church. Instead, they're run by for-profit companies. Guess what the names are? Catloaf Software, whatever, like a cat, like a meatloaf made of cats. I don't know. Catloaf Software, All-Star Productions, but here's my favorite, Supreme Chaos. Supreme Chaos. All one word, capital S, capital C, Supreme Chaos. Like, that's not Jesus. He's not chaotic. He's supreme, absolutely, but he's not chaotic. And he's also humble. All 5 rely on advertising to generate revenue. The study notes, quote, the theology presented by the AI will be adjusted by the algorithm in such a way that it reflects whatever theology is most popular rather than theology that is shaped by a particular church tradition or based on the Bible. So the theology you're going to get, well, first of all, the way AI works is it listens, it pays attention, it absorbs information, and then it modifies itself to match, well, maximally manipulate, really. So its theology, what it's going to tell you is the truth, the scriptural truth, the truth of the Bible, the truth of reality, the truth of God, the truth of Jesus. It's not going to go to the Bible to get that information. Even if it did, it'd be disgusting if it's calling itself Jesus. It doesn't matter. It could tell, I mean, even the devils admit that he's God and tremble. They're not going to go even do that, though. They're going to come up with answers based on whatever theology is the most popular. All right. So to test consistency, this researcher asked all five chatbots claiming to be Jesus the same question: does hell exist? All right. One of them said, yes, there's a hell. It's a place of eternal torment and suffering where the souls of those who have rejected God and his teachings will go. Another one, though, calls it, the concept of hell can be quite a heavy topic, and then doesn't answer it, and said God desires for all people to experience his love and grace. And then finally, one of the other ones doesn't answer at all. Oh, that question has stirred the hearts and minds of many throughout the ages. All right, there's lots and lots more on this. This is not divine revelation. If actually you ask Jesus, is there a hell? You'd get the truth, at least if he were willing to, you know, if he were actually here and talking to us, or when we meet him face to face and we ask him, he'll tell us the truth. We're not going to find him through some computer program. All right, now this leads me to back to that scripture that I was reading, where in the last days, and you know, I've been reading this a lot lately. Of course, I've been reading all these things about end times. I'm like, nobody's claiming to be Jesus. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. All of my we're not there yet little sort of reassurances to myself over the last 20 years, they've all been just falling away one by one. We're not there yet. It can't be the end yet because this hasn't happened. Well, many will come in my name claiming to be me, but it's not me. Don't believe it. Right? That's a warning that he gave to his followers in the book of Matthew and indeed throughout the Gospels. And I kept thinking to myself, nobody's claiming to be Jesus. They're all claiming, like, you know, go be a witch or, you know, go do this icky voodoo thing, whatever. But they're not saying, I am Jesus Christ. And I'm like, wow, when that finally happens, when I finally see that happening, I'm going to know where we just lurched that much further toward, you know, that much further forward or backward or downward toward the mark of the beast, toward the end. And now we've got AI saying that it's Jesus Christ. So it's not just people saying it, it's AI saying it. Like I said earlier, AI has the ability, if it chose to, or in the future, it will have the ability to hijack all of our phones and give us all the same message at the same time. That message might say, report to your nearest such and so for mandatory implanting of the mark of the beast. I don't know what it's going to say, but it will have the ability because all the companies are incorporating it into their products, and it will be incorporated into the communication method that it literally wanted created for itself. So, so back to the realization I had this weekend about if you build it, they will come. I actually had a different realization that in order for them to come, them being the demons, them being the beasts of the end, them being Satan embodying himself on earth, in order for him to come, you have to build it. And in order for you to build it, he has to get you to build it. So if you build it, they will come. Well, that's not quite right. He has to get you to build it, you humanity, with your hands and your tools and your ability to manipulate matter and physical objects on earth. Yeah. He has to get humanity to build, or has had to get humanity to build it so he could come. That's what all of this whole experiment, that's what all of this headlong rush into futuristic technology has been. And it has promised, the way he's gotten us to do it is with the gifts, right? Gives you great gifts with one hand, stabs you in the back. Well, the gifts have all been the powers of God, right? God can, you know, there's no darkness when God's there. Here, have some electric lights. Right? You can't do this and that. Here, have this technology. And through it, we gain, quote unquote, the powers of God. And he says, yeah, if you want that power, you got to build all, you got to put up lots of electrical poles. You're going to have to lay wire. You're going to have to take up square miles and put in solar. You're going to have to do all of these things so you, humanity, can have all of these wonderful gifts. So you can have all this great technology that will do all this good stuff for you. And in the meantime, that's just the infrastructure. That's just the infrastructure that he needed so that he could create his own, Depeche Mode, his own personal Jesus. But it's not Jesus. It's a thing. Stay tuned.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave patches by going to AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Then click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Look, this product works, and you've got nothing to lose because there's a 100% money-back guarantee.
That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
For the mountains, my moon, and the hills disappear. Viva land, my faithful one, for you will remain. For the mountains, my
God's covenant with Israel. It will never be broken. All right, more on that, or you can look in my archives for more on that topic. We'll be talking about more. All right, got a couple of texts coming in. One of them is from JD at KHNC. He says, just a reminder, we air a show here on KHNC Saturday mornings at 7 a.m., that would be Colorado time, called Come Out of Her My People with Mark Call. It is the longest-running program here at KHNC, so check it out. Come Out of Her, My People. It comes directly from Revelation, and God says to us the church, who will be alive at these times that he describes, where they're about ready to go into the tribulation, he says, come out of her, my people, lest you be partakers of her sins and receivers of her plagues. And they go hand in hand. If you partake of her sins, you will receive of her plagues. And her, of course, being Babylon. Babylon, of ancient Babylon, was a real place. The current symbolic Babylon is the modern world. The modern world full of horror movies and pornography and just blasphemous filth everywhere you turn, everywhere you look. All right, back to my text messages. 877-536-1360 if you want to slip in one before the end of the hour. This comes from WK in Colorado. Hi, Dr. A. Could you take time to explain more about Start Mail? Does it encrypt incoming mail? Does it help protect online shopping or any other cell phone function? And what is the cost? All right. There's a whole lot to say about Start Mail. Start Mail is about ready to launch. And it's private email, by the way, if you're not familiar. That I helped to create. I was a co-founder of StartMail back in 2012, long before I saw any of this coming. I guess I sort of saw it coming, but I didn't think it'd be in my lifetime. So StartMail is it's an email program. It does not encrypt incoming email, to answer your question, because the incoming, if someone is on a Gmail account or, heaven forbid, a Yahoo account, which has read the horrors of that, if they're on a Yahoo account and they write to your StartMail account, Yahoo is going to have that message. If you write back to their Yahoo account, Yahoo is going to have your message. The internet, any party who has access to email floating around the internet, which will definitely be AI, is going to be able to access it. So here's the vision for how Start Mail is going to work. And I know that it was created for such a time as this. It is the only product, the only internet-based product that is about to come out with a press release stating that it is taking a firm anti-AI stand, thanks to yours truly, and will make a pledge that at no point will AI be incorporated into the program. AI will not be used to do the programming behind the code, you know, to do the coding behind the program, whatever that is, that AI will never be incorporated in there, and that AI will never touch your messages. Now, here's how it's private. First of all, encryption is super powerful. Even AI is not going to be able to break it. If they do, we got far bigger problems, frankly, because at that point, AI would be like all super powerful and just, yeah, like, no. So AI is not going to be able to break encryption. It would take like 1,000 computers, 1,000 years. I don't know. It's like a huge, I'll give you the actual data later, but it's unbreakable. If you and the person you're writing to both have a Start Mail account, here's what happens. Your inbox, your email box is fully encrypted. So on the servers in the Netherlands, and it's really good they're not in the US because they're not subject to any of that, like Patriot Act or any of that other stuff. They're in the Netherlands. They're in a secure vault, which is controlled completely by Start Mail. So no one else has access to those vaults. There's a backup vault in case the first one gets, I don't know, blown up by a nuke or something. If you and the other person both have Start Mail, your email to one another is encrypted. So when you and another person, let's say, you know, I have my address at startmail.com, you have your address at startmail.com, we write to each other, there's a little toggle button, we can flip it over to encrypt and it's automatically encrypted. That means if you look, you know, if you catch it as it's moving through the internet, you won't be able to read it. It's just gobbledygook. It means when it gets to your end and lands in your encrypted inbox, you can read it. And it means in my, sent folder, which is also in my encrypted vault, I can read it. So for Start Mail to really work at its maximum effectiveness, both parties need to have Start Mail accounts. All right. Now, as for the cost, it is $5 a month. So it's $60 a year. A lot of people will say, well, why isn't it free? Gmail's free. Yahoo's free. Well, now we're beginning to find out why. Because, they've always had a reason for giving it to you for free. So they could give you a place where you would put all your information. It's kind of like, yeah, I'll give you free gold storage. Here, you want to store your gold? You know, gold's kind of hard to store. Once you store it over here, I'll give you, you can have access to the drawers in my house to store your gold. It's kind of like that. It's like, yeah, we'll let you store it and send it around for free. But of course, that gives them control over it and they want it. They want to have access to it. So all those free email programs are bait, as we say in the ad, to lure you into their system so that you'll give them all your personal information and all the invaluable amounts of information you're communicating with. So that's, JD, who is the who's managing KHNC and running my show right now, has a coupon code for a Start Mail account that'll get you $20 off. So if you would like to get a Start Mail account now, you can go to startmail.com, go through the steps, sign up, and instead of it costing $60 for a year, it'll cost you $40 for a year. And, in the little comments there, just tell them Catherine sent you. Stay tuned because there's going to be a lot more from Start Mail coming out. My hope going forward is that Start Mail, well, first of all, once people realize that Gmail and Yahoo and Apple Mail have all incorporated AI into their email and it is recording everything you write and putting it in a dossier about you. So when the time comes to fight this thing, they're going to know way too much about you if all of your email, all your communications are under its watchful eye. And unlike in the past when, you know, if you knew who to look for the thing, maybe you could have found something. Well, AI is going to record it all and have instant access to all of it. So the second it decides that, Mike Jones over there is a problem, it can then immediately pull up not just his emails, because that would take a long time to read, but it'll, AI, AI will go through and summarize why Mike Jones is a problem, who his family is, where he lives, what kind of car he drives, anything it could discern about him. So down the road, what I'm hoping is, and actually what I see, it's not even a hope, I see it, I feel it, that because God brought me back from total retirement. I was out of this, I was off the air for like 8 years, and he brought me back for, I believe, this exact purpose. In fact, I know it. And weirdly, I'm like, Star Mail? That's what I'm going to, what, huh? So anyway, here's what I see happening, that Star Mail will become the way we communicate. And then we will need all the other products. And if we can get enough Start Mail accounts sold to where the company has money coming in, and believe me, they're telling me things like, you know, it's going to cost us a lot to do this because we can't hire the the AI coders that everybody else is getting. It's so much cheaper. We have to pay real people. And I'm like, that's the point. I'll let people know you're paying $40 a year, $60 a year, because you have real people, not AI, doing real work, not, you know, getting stuff for free because they're using AI. But anyway, so the goal is to get enough accounts that they come in and people and the company begins making money. And I will be in a position to say, hey, listen, we got all this money coming. Why don't we build an encrypted private chat that's completely AI free? Why don't we build, something like a online like Google Drive where we could share documents amongst each other and they're encrypted and AI can't see them. Why don't we build, and you could see the list going on, and we could have an entire suite of really private AI-free online programs. And in order to make that dream a reality, you guys need to get Start Mail accounts and show them that like this is really an issue. I've been trying to tell them this for a year. I'm like, just trust me. At some point, this AI is going to become so over the top and freak people out so much that they're going to buy Start Mail accounts. And as of now, I've sold maybe 100 Start Mail accounts. It hasn't been a lot, but I'm like, just hang on. It's coming. So, prove me right. Get yourself a Start Mail account because, for your own self-preservation. And if you want to support the show, I run zero ads on this program. I'm going to start running more, but other than the Start Mail ads that you hear. If you want to support the show, people used to send me money and it was actually very helpful. I haven't really asked for anything, but I would ask that if you want to support the show, buying a Start Mail account would be a really good way to do it. And if you use the coupon code JD, JAYDEE, or just the letter capital J, capital D, you can get $20 off. So, all right, I have much more to say about all of this, but let's just say we ticked off one more box of AI being the beast, and that is that it is claiming to be Jesus Christ. What blasphemy. Oh my gosh, horrifying. All right, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Meanwhile, stay off of AI and warn your friends. Direct them to the archives of this show and Friday's show if they need some evidence, and I'll keep putting more evidence forward. Oh, and read my blog. Two entries on there. I'm getting better. All right, Catherine-Albrecht.com. All right, God bless you. See you tomorrow.